Hello, hello, hello. I'm Simona Costantini, and I'm obsessed with helping you connect to your purpose and teaching you about all things mindset, business, podcasting, and everything in between. I realized I deserved and wanted more from this thing called life, so I changed my beliefs, healed my hurt, and made it my mission to help you do the same. I'm a recovering people pleaser turned life coach and podcast producer. I teach busy business owners how to confidently fall in love with their life and business and live it on their terms. On this show, you get everything raw and real, from inspirational guest interviews to deep dives into topics like life, relationships, business, purpose, growth, and mindset. I lay it all on the line every single time. Think of this as your one-stop shop to help you live a more purposeful and inspired life. This is the Happiness Happens podcast. Are you ready to hear this inspiring conversation? Let's dive on in. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share with you my new favorite virtual vision board. You know that I love all things affirmations, visualization, and meditation, and we talk about these topics often on the podcast. So when I came across the Perfectly Happy Vision Board app, I was really excited to try it out. What I love most about it is that it's a convenient and powerful way to visualize your dream life, become clearer in what you want to achieve, and it helps you stay focused and motivated. I also love that you can set multiple daily reminders to take a mindfulness break and help you visualize your dreams, which, as you know, helps you build a resilient mindset. What you do is you download the app and you go through the steps to create your own vision board, where you can add in photos and music and affirmations to each area of your life that you're trying to manifest in. The best part is that all of the things that you need are already in the app. The combination of sound and photo and affirmations makes your vision board more vivid and ultimately easier to manifest. What I also love is that you can write unlimited daily gratitude journal entries to help you reflect on your day and really build that gratitude muscle. I can honestly say that all of the things that I put on my own vision board have happened, and it was so wild to see it all come to life. It only takes 3 minutes per day, and I really think that we all have 3 minutes. Start your free trial of the Perfectly Happy app by clicking on the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. My name is Simona and I am your host. And today we are diving into a solo episode all about how to find security within ourselves. I am super excited to be on here today and I have so much fun doing solo episodes. I haven't done them for so long, but I have quite a few planned out over the next few weeks as we close out 2021. I have loved all of the guests that we've had on this year, but honestly, I miss chatting with you all so much. I miss having these heart-to-hearts. We've had them so often, and trust me, being in your earbuds and traveling around to places with you is such an honor and is something that I hold so, so, so dearly. And I'm so grateful to be with you wherever you're listening to this podcast today. Before we get into this episode, I want to thank you all so much for your reviews of the show over the last few years. They mean so much to me, and reading them really does warm my heart and really keeps me going. And I love seeing what you're enjoying and what you're loving from every single interview and every single podcast episode. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and on YouTube. I'm so grateful wherever you're tuning in and wherever you're getting your content from, however you're connecting with us, I am super excited that you're here. But most importantly, I want to thank you so much for sharing these episodes with someone that you love and sharing them on social media and tagging me in so I can see that you're listening. If you like what you hear, please make sure to rate and review and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening, because it really does help us get into the hands of the people who really need to hear these messages. The more you share about the show, the more we grow. And I have huge goals of this podcast, impacting 1 million listeners by the end of 2022. I'm saying it here, I'm saying it now. So why not start today? So be sure to share this episode with someone you love if you know that they will resonate with this message. This week, we are talking all about how to find security within ourselves, especially when everything externally feels really chaotic and out of control. I've learned a lot over the last year and have faced so many inner challenges that I've had to continuously bring to the surface and move through so I could really heal and step into that next phase of my life. This is exactly why I wanted to do an episode on this for you, because things are never what they seem on the surface. There is always more to the story, and there's always more buried deep that we don't always get privy to as people when we're looking or talking to somebody else. This past year or 2 years, it has been really challenging for pretty much every single person that I know, from constant changes, you know, with policies and that kind of thing, to so much uncertainty in how we're going to be able to live our lives. It really creates a deep level of stress within the body, which I personally did not realize was happening to me over the last 2 years. I really thought that I had it handled. I really thought everyone else is being so impacted by this pandemic. I'm fine. This is great. But it was not the truth. I was not great. And I crashed really hard. So I finally left corporate burnout behind me at the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021. And I started my podcast agency called Costantini Productions, which I've been doing on the side for the last few years, but I really dove in full force this year. I now operate it with my team of two incredibly, incredibly talented women, Sam and Erin. Sam is my right hand in all things content creation. She's my virtual assistant. And she's just essentially like my go-to person for all of the things. And Erin is my incredible editor. She has such an amazing touch. She is so good at what she does. And I'm just so grateful to have them both on my team. And there's a reason why that I mentioned this. Actually, two reasons why I mentioned this. The first reason why I mentioned this is because they're so incredible that I just have to share them with you. Both of them are such integral parts to why my business is where it is today and all of the innovation and boundaries we're going to push in 2022. So I'm super, super grateful and just so happy to have them on my team that I had to let you all know. And the second reason is because one of the things that I've learned about finding security within myself this year was being able to make executive decisions on how to grow my business without second guessing them. Bringing Sam and Erin onto my team was actually a really hard thing for me to do because I've always been someone who does it alone. In any corporate job that I've ever worked for, I was essentially like a one-woman show, and I did everything from all of the content creation to all of the video editing to all of the marketing plans and strategies on all of the events literally by myself. So what happened was, and I've realized, is that I've developed like really deep trust issues when it came to trusting other people to help me and to outsourcing business and to finding someone that I could rely on that wasn't myself. I really felt like I was the only person that could do this work to the level that I would expect it to. And that was just simply not the case. And I realized more this year that this stems from such a deeper issue in my life in general, that I always want to be in control of the situation and always be in control of situations that I know I can't control. And I absolutely hate making mistakes. And so my biggest fear was that I would outsource to the wrong person and I would start making mistakes and then my business would crumble. But that simply was not what happened. It's just simply not the case, because Sam and Erin brought this layer into my life and my business that allowed me to, for one, breathe and take a step back so I can analyze where I was in my life and my business overall without worrying about anything falling through the cracks. It allowed me to grow and to expand, to make sound decisions without worrying or second guessing if I was. So this is my first tip to finding that inner security, is know when you need help and don't be scared to ask for it, okay? Asking for help allows you to grow into places that you never imagined that you could. And for me, taking things off of my plate allowed me the time to practice my self-care routines, which I had never prioritized before. I got so much help this year in the form of, you know, therapy and coaching to work through some of the really challenging thoughts that I have around loss and fear overall, which is something that always creeps in the back of my mind. I've realized this year and found out this year that I live with high functioning anxiety, which is not something that I ever realized. And I never, ever actually thought that I would ever say this out loud, because I've always been so passionate about my work and about what I do that it was always natural for me to just go, 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 and to never stop, to never outsource, to never take a breath and take, you know, step backwards and just see everything from a bird's eye view. So I love this part about myself, that I am such a go-getter and that I'm able to do all of these different things. But what I've learned is that it's so necessary to hand off the things that maybe don't light you up or bring you the most joy in order for more abundance to flow into your life. And I want to say that this high functioning piece, I want to say it's probably such a wonderful part of me. It's what makes me me. It's what allows me to be so creative in this space and push those boundaries. But again, would not be able to do it without a team to support me and people who understand the vision the same way that I do. So my second tip, and I've kind of mentioned it in the first one, for developing inner security is just that, it's self-care. I feel like the word itself is so mainstream now. And so many people have taken self-care and created it into this big thing. But let's bring it back down to its simplest form. Self-care is the practice of taking care of yourself. Now, how you do this is totally and completely up to you. And self-care can also look different for so many different people, right? It's not the same tactics or same tools works for everyone. It's not one size fits all. Some people have different things that they do for self-care that work for them that may not work for somebody else. So for me personally, my self-care looks like journaling when I feel like it. I do not put pressure on myself to journal every single day. Going to the gym, and I'm so thankful that the gym is open and we're able to go because over here in Ontario and Canada, it literally was closed for like a year and a half. I also love to pull oracle cards for myself every single morning. And then I pull a card from my affirmation deck and sometimes I'll journal on it and sometimes I don't. Self-care for me right now also looks like taking my puppy to the park to play at 9 o'clock in the morning because I can. We love to throw the ball around, or I love to go to the dog park in the middle of the day. And all of these things would have only been a dream last year when I was working in corporate. I never would have been able to have this type of freedom, right? So one thing that I've learned about myself this year is that my lack of trust in myself made it really difficult to feel safe in any given situation. And I mean like really, really deep, hard loss. Like I was always panicked that something bad was going to happen. And this really heightened for me over the summertime. I had so many new responsibilities and wonderful work to spend my days on creating. I just got married in the summer. And then I just kept thinking like, you know, what if I lose it all? What if everyone leaves? What if, you know, everything just comes crashing down? And then I kind of had this awakening of like, why am I trying to manifest this for myself? Why am I trying to manifest loss for myself when that's not necessarily the case? And it's not necessarily the thing that's going to happen. So I say this because being, especially as a business owner, but anyone in life in general, taking care of your mental health is the most important thing that you can do for yourself. It is the best gift that you will give yourself. And doing those things that lead to your self-care and prioritizing yourself and allow you to show up as your best self every single day is so important. How you do that is completely up to you, and nobody can say what's right or wrong for you, but just know that taking care of yourself is such a priority because you really don't want to hit that place of burnout, right? Like you really don't want to let yourself get there. So all to say, this is my last tip for you. And I love keeping these solo episodes short and sweet because they really are just like glimpses into things that are possible for you, or, you know, actionable tips that you can just take right then and there and integrate into your life right now. But my last one is to focus on the things that you can actually control versus what you can't. And I know that this is so much easier said than done, but the reframe that I would love to share with you is when things feel overwhelming, center and ground yourself into the things that you can control right now. Maybe it's something that you can touch. Maybe it's something you can smell, something that you can see or that you can hear, something that brings you back into that present moment. And then when you go back to that one thing, every single time you feel yourself getting overwhelmed again, you give yourself this opportunity to ground yourself and to really tap into this place of being back in control, even when things feel overwhelming. Now, focusing on what you can control really does take practice, and it's an actionable choice that you have to make every single day because we get to choose how we want to respond to situations that we're faced with, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like we actually have a choice. You always have a choice. It might not be the favorable choice. It might not be the choice that you want, but you always have a choice. And as long as you're standing in your own integrity every single day, always making sure that you are putting forth what you believe in truly, you will always find yourself on the path that you're meant to be on, because it's inevitable for you to not be there. Okay, let's recap really quick these three tips. So the first one is know when you need help and don't be afraid to ask for it. The second one is find ways to practice self-care. And then the third one is focus on the tangible things that you can control when things are feeling chaotic and overwhelming. I hope that these tips have resonated with you. I would love to know which one resonates with you the most. Please let me know either by leaving a review of the show or connecting on social media, on Instagram, in the DMs. I would love to hear from you on how this episode lands, because it's such an important topic, especially in this moment of time, especially as the world continues to change and as we continue to grow as humans. How do we want to grow into the changes that are happening with love, with compassion, with understanding, right? These are really, really important. And again, it is a choice to do so, but it can be really hard to pull yourself out of that place that feels chaotic. And I know, because I've been there and I have never been in a place like that in my life. And it took me months to crawl myself out of it. So I'm speaking to you from experience only, my experience only, but I really do recommend that if you're struggling or if you're having a hard time, or even if you just want to try something new, integrate one of these three tips into your life today, because it could be a really game changer for you. So please tag me on Instagram so that I know that you're listening. Share this episode with someone that you know needs to hear this message. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode on the podcast. I will see you on our next episode. And remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Well, it looks like we've made it to the end of this episode. I'm so grateful for you tuning into this week's episode, and I cannot wait to see you over on the next one. If you loved this conversation and this topic as much as I did, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you're listening. It takes just a second, and it is so important for us so that we can make sure to deliver this content to those who need it. I'm wishing you the most beautiful day wherever you are in the world, and remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.